The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're talking to you on this Wednesday, 3rd of August, 2016. You know, I am feeling a great amount of pressure, and I know you are too. You know, the fact that so many people would hang their hats on Donald Trump becoming president. When we know that the office of the presidency of the United States is basically the CEO of the United States Corporation. And we know that that's not the end-all and be-all for the fix. But what I'm starting to see now politically, as I said when Patrick was on last hour, is that I'm now seeing the political spinmeisters, now that all the ballyhoo, in their words, have drifted out of public perception. Then the spinmeisters, the political pundits, the hackers, the whackers, and the attackers are on the field. And this is what we're going to get for the next, in the next 3 months. And Donald Trump tried to separate himself. The brand is Trump. And he's not down with these free market deals that has screwed this country beyond belief. He obviously isn't for the TPP or the TTIP or the TISA. Turns out that Paul Ryan is. So how do you expect a man that is running for an office himself to promote somebody for Speaker of the House that he knows that is down for the Trans-Pacific Partnership? How do you do that with good conscience? How much are you willing to sell off of your own soul, of your own real core values, in order to go along to get along? It's a tough question. It's one that I really don't have an answer to, and evidently Mr. Trump doesn't either. Because his giddy-up, let's spur the horse and get on down the cow pony trail here, is not going to fit well. He is going to go against a master manipulator. And that's a one Hillary Clinton. So he better sharpen his game up a little bit. But I'm starting to see them. Oh, my God in heaven. It's disgusting. Don't you feel the same thing happening? I do. Well, what is the TPP and the TTIP? And did you hear the TSIA? Mike, I want you to do me a favor. Under that WikiLeaks, the U.S. strategy to create a new global legal and economic system, I want you to play that short YouTube. I think it's only about 8 minutes long. Let me know when you got that ready and queued up, if you would, please. Because here's really what is at the crux of it, folks. We're seeing the culmination of all the globalist work, how to transnationalize the United States, limit severely its sovereignty, its own decision-making power, its economic power. The very same people who have cooked this formula up for the entire world. That's right. It's the middleman. It's the funny money people. They have gone unabated with their influence and their power that they have created unto themselves that is really not reaping a whole lot of benefit for us, is it? All right. Go ahead and run that clip for me, please, Mike.
This is something enormous. It is about a final control. And it's the United States saying, there may be another power in the world, but we will be the ultimate power.
Quite explicitly, the US and the EU are saying that they want these new trade agreements to form the blueprint, the template for all future trade deals. And that means they're rewriting the rules of the global economy, and that means for everybody.
Once signed, it will cement a key part of the US government's plan to create a new global bloc that will ensure the dominance of its largest companies. And to understand why, we need to go back to the 1950s.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
After the Second World War, the United States accounted for half of the world's economy. Its influence was unmatched by any country, and it was able to write the early rules of international trade to its advantage. The World Trade Organization was created in this context, and the U.S. dictated rules that favored American business. But as economies like China and India joined the WTO, it became a more democratized arena, and the U.S. found it harder to control its decision-making.
At the WTO, at its Doha rounds, India spoke up and Brazil spoke up, and the U.S. lost control.
I think it's no use beating around the bush. This meeting has collapsed.
The U.S. felt it needed a new strategy to maintain its global dominance. So in the classical American style, they went big. To bypass the WTO, they're creating the biggest international agreements that the world has ever seen. They're called the three big T's. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, and the Trade in Services Agreement, or TISA. And they're all being negotiated in secret right now.
We only found out when WikiLeaks was able to leak parts of them.
What's interesting is when you look across all of these deals, whether it be TTIP, TPP or TISA, China is excluded, but also Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, they're all excluded because those are the emerging economies.
What is not often understood is that these agreements are part of a geopolitical war. This is a new war which is taking place between the United States and China. The United States is very scared of the rise of China, so it has moved to militarily encircle it through what is called the pivot to Asia, and now it's moving on to doing that economically.
The basic idea which comes across from reading US strategy papers is the construction of a new grand enclosure. And to put inside this grand enclosure, the United States, 51 other countries, 1.6 billion people, and two-thirds of global GDP. To integrate Latin America away from Brazil and towards the United States, to integrate Southeast Asia away from China and towards the United States, and to integrate Western Europe, pulling it away from Eurasia as a whole and towards the Atlantic.
Of the three big T's, WikiLeaks has revealed four chapters of the TPP, which affects 12 countries in the Americas and Southeast Asia. We also obtained and released the core text of TISA, which affects 52 countries, including the EU. But nearly all of TTIP is still secret.
Nobody knows about what's being negotiated in our name. So you have these far-reaching deals which are going to completely change the face of our economies and our societies, and yet even elected parliamentarians know nothing about it.
The world's biggest corporations don't have the same problem. They have been receiving VIP access from day one, and have had abundant influence in the negotiations.
people, the likes of you and I, are excluded. Governments, to a great extent, are excluded. Those who are included are the multinational corporations.
These agreements are basically corporate ownership agreements. The funny thing about free trade agreements, as we understand them, is they often have nothing to do with trade in the sense of the mutual lowering of tariffs. What they're about is enshrining an investor rights regime in the respective countries and ensuring that corporations can run wild in the respective economies with very, very little regulation or impingement by government or authorities.
These treaties will have huge, huge implications for literally almost every critical issue that an individual citizen or community would care about: health, education, the environment, privacy, access to medicines. I mean, the list could go on.
One of the most criticized aspects is a system called the Investor State Dispute Settlement, or ISDS. It's a secretive international tribunal that allows companies to sue states over virtually anything that they can claim affects their investment.
If a protest affects their profits, they can sue. If laws affect their profits, they can sue. If new regulations might impact where or what they want to do with their money, they can sue.
This is a new power which will be handed over to US corporations to sue the governments of Europe in a parallel judicial system which is available to them alone. So people have no access to it, domestic firms have no access to it, governments have no access to it. It's just there for foreign investors, in this case, US corporations.
Based on ISDS history, critics argue that European state sovereignty and democracy are at serious risk. Previous lawsuits include Swedish company Vattenfall suing the German state for $3.7 billion for phasing out nuclear energy. British American Tobacco sued Australia for passing a law limiting cigarette advertising. The French company Veolia sued Egypt for raising the minimum wage.
What is so scary about this is that corporations want to lock in their power. So they not only want increased power, but they want to make it impossible for sovereign governments to reverse the changes which are going to give them power. So, for example, with TTIP, if it passes with ISDS in it, the privatization of the National Health Service, which is happening in the UK, can never be reversed.
What is democratic about an enormous imposition of power on countries whose citizens have no way of knowing what's going on, of debating it, or influencing their government in its decision? That's anti-democratic.
The history of these agreements shows that they're very difficult to change unless people can see what's in them. And that's why they're kept secret. Because when the contents are revealed, it generates an opposition.
WikiLeaks has had considerable success delaying the TPP and opening up the debate around it and the teaser by releasing the secret draft texts. Our publication of an earlier proposed US-EU agreement, the ACTA, killed it entirely. Help the world become a more transparent place. Do your part. Go to wikileaks.org/TTIP-reward.
All right. I'm sorry. Mike, did you have my mic muted? Because I was coughing there for a while. Okay, good deal. At any rate, we are back. Many of these people in Congress, they're going to vote for this. They're going to do it. The Republicans have never seen a trade deal that they'll turn down. The Republicans were stumping for it. Remember NAFTA? Remember the arguments? Oh, well, we've got to open up trade with Mexico. My God, that's going to bring up their economy. There'll be better neighbors. There'll be a richer country. And, hey, we're going to create millions of jobs off of this. Nobody ever explained to anybody exactly what the machinations were that were going to create those millions of jobs, when in reality it was set up and countries were given tax breaks to do this. To move lock, stock, and barrel their companies off of U.S. soil, move it into Mexico, make the investments there or any place else on the planet. And that was going to create millions of jobs for Americans. Well, You've seen the end result of that. And now we're full on with the TPP, the TPIP, and anything else that these creatures can come up with. A house divided can't stand. A country divided can't stand. Well, I can't stand no more, because this is going to be the death knell for any vestiges of sovereignty, freedom, or liberty for the individual, no matter what state they live in this country. And the federal government has taken the reins on as being the great benefactor of all. Has it benefited you? Or has it wrecked your life? Has it wrecked your business? Has the educational system wrecked your kids? What can you say that has been made whole or made better? I don't see a damn thing. So I guess the political question coming up, are the people brave enough to go out there and vote for anybody but Hillary? Folks, I'm telling you. The freedom lovers in this country will have a short lifespan if this, and I almost said the B word, let's use the W word, this witch gets in office. It's the end of America. We're close to it right now. This will be the final brushes on the canvas. It's going to be kind of like a picture of Dorian Gray. It's going to age and get ugly and fall apart. Just like Dorian Gray's picture in the attic. Oh, he remained young and fresh until he got a good look at his own portrait. Then he became his picture. You know, John Rappaport talking about social justice. You know, this has even reached down to inner city kids in this country. The Democrats that have set up their power structures in every major city in this country, that we're seeing ever more the decay and degradation of inner city life getting worse and worse every single day. Well, John Rappaport did a story on this, and it was under the guise of social justice. He says, it's the latest thing. Psychiatrists are giving children in our poor neighborhoods Adderall, a dangerous stimulant, by making false diagnoses of ADHD or sometimes no diagnosis at all. You got a kid that's out of control? Throw some Adderall at them, see if that helps. Well, what's their aim behind this? To promote social justice, to improve academic performance in school. So basically what they're saying, you're going to take an out-of-control kid, you're going to give him Adderall, and somehow this is going to speed up his little process so he becomes a better student to do what? Oh, the rationale is the drug kids will now be able to compete with children from wealthier families who attend better schools. I kid you not. Leading the way on this was Dr. Michael Anderson. And I'm beginning to hate anything named Anderson anymore. A pediatrician in the Atlanta area, incredibly, Anderson told the New York Times, attention disorder or not pills to help in school. His diagnosis of ADHD are made up, an excuse just to hand out the drugs. Quoting, we've decided as a society that it's too expensive to modify the kid's environment, so we have to modify the kid. According to Anderson. Now, it's hard to find a clearer mission statement from a psychiatrist on the issue of basically mind control. A researcher at Washington University in St. Louis, Dr. Ramesh Raghavan, goes even further with this chilling comment. He says, we are effectively forcing local community psychiatrists to use the only tool at their disposal to level the playing field in low-income neighborhoods, which is a psychotropic medicine. We're almost living in a Ripley's Believe It or Not world, folks, aren't we? We'll take a 3-minute break here, open up the phone lines. And if you'd like to call this number, 800-313-9443, you can join in the conversation today.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Won't be out in the morning, too.
All right, we are back. Please, you know, I almost enjoy those musical interludes, those bumps, because, well, it's just so refreshing, isn't it, after hearing bad news? So, what we're talking about here, the pressure is being brought to bear on psychiatrists to launch a heinous behavior modification program using drugs against children in the inner cities. Think about that, folks. The guy that dreamed this thing up says, hey, we can't change the environment, so let's change the kid. Oh, I see. Let's not get rid of the stinking, rotting carcass that's smelling the place up. Let's just spray some deodorant and put a nose plug on him. That ought to help. You know, it's important to realize that all these psychotropic stimulants like Adderall, Ritalin, can cause aggressive behavior and even violent behavior. So what we're seeing here is a direct parallel to the old CIA program exposed by the late journalist Gary Webb, who detailed the importing of crack cocaine, another kind of stimulant, if you will, into South Central Los Angeles, which went a long way toward destroying that community. It's widely acknowledged and admitted that the effects of the ADHD drugs on children's still developing brains are unknown, or at least indications are that it ain't real good. But that's not going to stop the drug manufacturers. And, of course, their lobbyists, that got these big contracts to hand out the government-paid drugs to these kids in the inner cities. Isn't that wonderful? People are still making money. No real solution. Let's just speed up the problem. Basically is what they did. Now, all this is in service and for the, it's just magnificent sounding, folks, the social justice for the poor. And what about the claim that ADHD drugs can enhance school performance? The following pronouncement makes a number of things clear. The 1994 textbook of psychiatry published by the American Psychiatric Press contains this review. Stimulants given for ADHD do not produce lasting improvements in aggressivity, conduct disorder, criminality, education achievement, job functioning, marital relationships, or long-term adjustment. So the whole basis, wait a minute, for the social justice program in low-income communities that ADHD drugs will improve school performance of all kids to level the playing field so they can compete academically with children from wealthier families? The whole damn thing was based on a lie to begin with. Now, meddling with the brains of our children, my God in heaven, if it isn't manipulated enough as it is, you know, this constitutes criminal assault, and it's time that it was recognized for what it is, exactly that. In 1986, the International Journal of Addictions published the most important literature review by Richard Scanati. It was called An Outline of Hazardous Side Effects of Ritalin. Adderall and other ADHD medications are all the same basic class. They're stimulants, amphetamine-type substances. Now, he listed a large number of adverse effects of Ritalin and cited published journal articles which repeated each of these symptoms. For every one of the following Ritalin effects, there's at least one confirming source in the medical literature itself. Paranoid delusions, paranoid psychosis, hypomaniac and maniac symptoms, amphetamine-like psychosis, activation of psychotic symptoms, toxic psychosis, visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, can even surpass LSD in producing bizarre experiences, affects pathological thought processes, extreme withdrawal, terrified effects, kids started screaming, they were becoming aggressive. They also develop sleep disorders, insomnia. Since Ritalin is considered an amphetamine-type drug, expect amphetamine-like effects. Psychic dependence. Have you ever met a speed freak in your life that didn't think he needed another line of speed? He's not addicted to it, but psychologically he was. Amazing. 800-313-9443. We've got a half hour left in the program. I will take your calls. Don't forget, folks, we are on a pledge drive for the network. We still need some bucks. No bucks, no Buck Rogers.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, we are back. And from across the pond over there in the British Isles, Wales specifically, from the Barden Report, PJ Barden. Good afternoon, or is it, it's afternoon for you, isn't it?
Good day to you, as they say in Australia. Thank you. I'll just be very brief. No, thank you for Patrick Wood. He's an outstanding guy. It's just some of the similar stuff I was preparing for last week and this week's program. But just following on what you said, an entire generation of young people have been destroyed by these redefinition of basic words. Like, I don't have to tell you, but the word liberal now in their eyes means enlightened. The word sustainability means conservation. And the word Christian means bigoted or racist, right?
Yeah.
And you get this this inference, it's very subtle in the BBC here, you know, but you get this mentality all the time. But one of the things that cropped up this week, and it blew me off the chair nearly, despite the fact I have two aching teeth at the moment, I have to go to the hospital and get them out soon, but I'll probably sound a bit weird, but 34%, I would love to put this to Patrick Wood, 34% of Americans are excited about the prospect of, wait to hear this, about being microchipped, right? 34%.
Well, see, now you may not need your Pokemon app on your smartphone. Maybe maybe they could just program the chip they're going to plant in you.
I thought if you were to ask me casually, I know, I like you absorb an enormous amount of information, even though at my age you're getting short-term memory loss, but I've tons and tons of stuff here and stuff coming in every day from about 23 sources, but I would have said, yeah, about 10% are stupid enough to believe that. If this Adams' site had a story, Daniel Baker. It's a Pew survey, which I think is a pretty good, accurate survey. 34%, well, that's 110 million people. You can write them off straight away. So that's the uphill battle we're fighting.
Well, and technocracy, you've got to get a copy of Wood's book, Technocracy yep. Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, because that is covered in there as well. You know, the saving grace is now the age of reason and technology. And Patrick, you know, mankind doesn't change. Men are men, and they always will be. They always have been, they always will be. You know, the founders of this country, you know, used to sit around in whale oil lit rooms or rooms lit by candles, and using feather quill pens and inkwells. Well, now we got electric lights, we got smart devices, we got computers, we got ballpoint pens. Hey, the technology has changed, but human beings have not. And this system of government that we set up over here was the best way that we sought to check what eventually happens to any country, any government. Is eventually it gets perverted. It gets popped inside out and turned upside down. Well, this was supposed to prevent that. Only if the people were the guard in there protecting their freedom and liberty, being engaged and being involved and being ever vigilant. Hell, we got too wrapped up in our vacations and our boat trips and, you know, what's on TV tonight, and honey, let's cook that steak and let's have surf and turf tonight. They have walked away, Patrick, from as Patrick Woods has said, we've walked away from the basic premises of what made us so damn good and exceptional in the first place.
Indeed. Two pieces of good news on that, staying on the very same point, what you've just covered about Ritalin and children being manipulated. An outstanding man, I'm trying to get hold of him. And if you get to him first, I don't mind. I'll pitch him towards RBN. Peter Gotchi wrote two outstanding books. I have one of them here, Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, about the pharmaceutical industry. It is a blockbuster. It blows the lid off it. And the second one he has, to assist you in fighting this entire thing of the attack on children, Deadly Psychiatry and Organized Denial, by Peter Gotchi. He's a doctor, a former rep, who worked for the drug industry, blowing the lid off the recruited psychiatrists who invent the likes of ADHD for the pharmaceutical industry. That's what they do.
Well, switching gears here for a moment, I am seeing some mighty disturbing things coming out of jolly old England here. Where are we at with the Brexit thing?
Well, you're good. My good self here, I have been regenerated, even though I'm overweight and over 60 now. But my life has more meaning now, because I put 15 years of my life into that in lots of ways. And I keep the pound campaign before that, which wasn't a referendum, but we won that one. And the British public are delighted we did not go into the euro. And then the second one, which is Nigel Farage's victory, we are now heading out of the European Union. But Brexit, I was going to do a piece, well, writing a piece on the implications of Brexit for Britain, Europe, and the UK, the American Patriot Movement. And I know Trump has embraced it. But it's going to be a long haul. It's going to get very vicious. But Britain has the Trump cards, really, because two things will back them up. The German trade union movement, who are very responsible, by the way, they're on the board of all the companies that they are trade unions of, Volkswagen. I worked in Volkswagen as well, but they are on the board, and they're very the most advanced trade union movement in the world. They don't want to see any levies on cars or engineering going into the UK. And the big German company like Siemens, which are a massive, you know, you worked in GM, a massive company worldwide, their engineering is pivotal to most countries. Like the hydroelectric system in Ireland is run on Siemens technology, mm-hmm. and around the world. So the German trade unions and the German companies will decide that Britain should not have levies on it. So that's a big plus that's out there.
You know, I was I was watching, and forgive me, I forget what British television program it was, but Nigel Farage and Theresa May were being interviewed. Mm-hmm. And just her body language alone, they were seated on a couch opposite the interviewer, and her body language alone, she couldn't get any closer to the edge of that couch. Yeah, there was an armrest at the end of the edge of the couch. That's the only thing that prevented
her. Andrew Marshall, from, yeah, go on.
You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
she was squirming.
Oh, brother, was she ever squirming. I didn't even have to turn on the sound to that one. I could just sit there and watch the image and know exactly where this one's coming from.
Yeah, but no, Farage, you covered this slightly. By the way, I'm chasing his wife, Kirsten. I worked very closely with him in UKIP. I had a terrible row with him, but I won't go to that over the party. But Kirsten's wife manages his PR and that, or his appointments, and I was talking to her there a month ago. He's still in a massive, like, he has a request like 50 interviews a day worldwide, and it's toning down now, but shortly I'll get him for you to interview on your program, and I hope to do that within the month, right? Because it's a joke that he's retiring. He's retiring as UK Independent Party leader in the UK, which means he's been driving around the UK to by-elections and travelling every day of his life over and back to Brussels. But he's now going to concentrate on travelling around Eastern Europe and the Spanish countries to wind them up about leaving the European Union. So that's what he's going to do, right?
Well,
and he's still a member of the European Parliament, isn't he?
Well, from your perspective across the Atlantic there, you looking at us and we're looking at you over there, I'm very proud. I didn't think the British people still had it in them. Not after watching.
Neither did I, by the way.
We were sitting here watching England, you know, fall for, let's do national health care and let's have gun control and let's have this and let's have CCTV cameras shoved up our old wazoo in the streets of London and everywhere. I watched them fall time after time after time. And when it came to this Brexit vote, to be honest with you, PJ, I'm sitting here and I'm going, this is never going to go. And it surprised
me. We nearly lost it. And that assassination of that young MP, that took 5 percentage points off the Brexit vote. I can tell you that absolutely. But two quick things tonight when you go home and your listeners as well. On YouTube, this is very quick, pull up Paul Weston on the Muslim invasion of Britain, and he is a very fluent speaker.
How do you spell the last name?
P-A-U-L, Paul Weston, W-S-T-O-N, Weston.
Okay.
Comes
right
up immediately. And the other one is Pat Condell, P-A-T-C-O-N-D-E-L-L, another Irish git. He's an English actor, raised in Britain, but he is a fantastic, does 5-minute videos, and pull up his ones on Sweden is Lost, I think is the title, and you will be so enamored with it. But Pat Condell and Paul Weston, but Pat Condell is about 200 up now, and he is the most fluent, great to have him on your program, speaker, and he puts very sharp, tough, biting bits together of videos on, you know, exactly what you and I are talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But that's worth doing tonight, okay.
All right. Well, PJ, I appreciate you popping on the air.
Okay, sorry to interview you, but I only come on when I have something. I think I have something useful to say, but thank you for the program. Thank you, Patrick Wood.
No. I'm always glad to hear from you. All right, PJ, thanks again, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, the Barden Report, folks. You can hear his two-hour show on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. And I'm thinking about tweaking the morning lineup there, maybe give him another hour so he has three continuous hours. I personally want the guy on Monday through Friday, but he says he's working his way into that. Actually, what I think it was, he wanted to make sure that he was good enough for maybe prime time, and I think that he most certainly is. All right, I mentioned before, folks, that we're doing a pledge drive for the network, and I was really dismayed and disgusted. There has been some advertising that's been sold for this network, and I haven't seen any of the money. And there was an individual involved, and somehow, through circumstance, was not able to be delivered. So I'm running commercials right now that I haven't been fully paid on, and that's another story, but we'll keep things at status quo right now, but I was really depending on this person. This person's let me down. So we're still in need of your help, your financial support. So I would ask you, you know, to please donate. You know, call in. They're still screwing around porting the phones. They've got this phone system more screwed up than, well, more screwed up than maybe me getting in there and messing around with everything. If you'd like to call into the network to make a donation, do it on this number, 512-246-9549. And see, you used to be able to dial the 800-724-2719 and you go into that phone directory. Well, that number, for some reason, was ported over to the 800-313-9443. So do not call the 2719 number. Call 512-246-9549, and that'll take you into the proper phone directory. Dial 1 or dial 3. Talk to Mike if you punch 3, or Lori if you punch number 1. And make a good donation today, folks. I'm serious about this. We're going to keep plugging along. As my friend Carol Asher said yesterday, she said, no way. This is going down. And it's getting harder and harder every day to do it. The old boy here has been doing this for a quarter of a century. 23, almost 24 years on the air, and I only count a year or two before I got on air as being a quote-unquote activist. But I have been quite active for 25 years, and God willing, and the brain stays together, I'll stay active for another 25 years, or for however long it takes. As I've been reminding people, we have a short opportunity, a short period of time, small window. Let me just ask you the basic rhetorical question that doesn't really require an answer from you. Hillary Clinton, elected this year, becomes president in January of next year. What do you think your chances are in this country after that? That's right. I just read your thoughts. You're exactly right. And quite frankly, folks, there'll be many more battles to be fought, but battles that are going to be fictitiously thrown at us to derail us, to distract us, to keep us off of the mission of just basically trying to reintroduce the republic or the republican form of government to people, explaining what the role of the government is versus the role of the citizen. It's not going to be easy transforming this country back to a semblance of what it once was. But it can be done. But I'm telling you, if this, oh my God in heaven, if Clinton gets in office, there's no place to go and hide, folks. There really isn't. There is no place to run and hide. This is it. Either stand your ground and fight, or die with the knowledge that you've given up and given in. And I don't see the percentage of getting one night's quiet rest or a moment's of peace in a normal day from there on out. I don't see it. What you're seeing right now with the social upheaval, with the debt, with everything, is only going to increase. You think you're feeling pressured now? Remember me saying, we're going to look back and we're going to go, you know, remember those good old days? Today is going to look like a good old day in the future. I don't want that, and I know you don't want it. One of the prime movers of any movement ever recorded in human history is one that's based on knowledge. Well, we can get to you instantaneously, or almost. There's in some cases, a millisecond. Sometimes, if it's done by satellite, we got to send it up and it bounces off that satellite to come back down to Earth. Well, there might be a second delay. But this is not the Gutenberg printing press here. This isn't something that is painstakingly has to be created and then disseminated. Slow process. This stuff moves at the speed of light. But it is a double-edged sword. As much as the internet has been a windfall from freedom lovers, not only here in this country, but around the world, as much as it's been a windfall, it's also a double-edged sword. That sucker cuts both ways. So I think it's decision time. Do we go for it? Or do we curl up our toes, tuck our tail between our legs, and slip off quietly in the night, never to be seen or heard from again? That thought absolutely terrifies me. Let's take the final break of the program here. Back on the other side of this to finish up this edition of the National Intel Report. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this is on the website. This is what happens to socialist countries. Eventually, they just blow themselves up. All socialist schemes end in the same way, given enough time. Socialist governments will bring poverty, misery, death to their citizens, but instead of changing their ways, as you've seen no reformations in this country, have you? The operators of the command economy will double down over and over again until the whole damn thing collapses. Now, since these people only think of the economy as a simple machine and their citizens as cogs in that little wheel, they will inevitably start to treat their citizens like robots of their system as it falls apart. And that's exactly what's happening in Venezuela, where the government is now mandating forced labor from their citizens. Kind of reminded me when Patrick Wood mentioned one of FDR's programs. In an effort to deal with the country's food shortages, the government has decreed that citizens who are physically able will have to work on Venezuelan farms for at least 60 days per year, regardless of what their current job entails. Workers will still be paid their normal salaries and can't be fired from their day jobs. The government reserves the right to increase this farm work period if needed. Whether the government mandates 60 days or one day, you can see the obvious problem with this. And obviously, their little scheme is not going to work. However, Venezuela doesn't have food shortages because people aren't working the fields. High-yield farms require equipment and fertilizers that can't be made domestically anymore. And nobody can afford to buy the damn things, even if they did make them. And they can't afford them if they're even made abroad. The real problem is the people can't work on these farms because they don't have what they need to run them. Sound kind of familiar here in this country? Instead of solving the food crisis, the forced labor program is going to send hundreds of thousands of urban dwellers to the farms. Well, they'll be paid to basically do nothing. And since they won't be doing their day jobs, more shortages and dysfunction will emerge in other sectors of the economy. So, oh, God. Happy days are here again, only if we want them to be. But we've got to go to work in order for that to happen. Keep walking and talking, folks. You know, I was watching a little kid today with his three other siblings, a little boy. Now, he didn't get his ice cream as he wanted, and he intentionally rolled his shoulders over and dropped his head and started moping away. And I just looked at that kid and I thought, man, is that America in microcosm right now? Very well could be. Hey, look, give us a call at the network, 512-246-9549. We're in need of funds, and I don't want to, if I have to, I'll get on every damn program 24/7, including the weekend programs. I know you here to listen to the National Intel Report and John, the host of a news program. But I don't want to be the barker across everybody's program on the network trying to drum up some funds. Because y'all basically, to one degree or another, listen to all the programs anyhow. At any rate, I want to thank you for being here today. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. That'll take you to the PayPal page. Make a nice donation. And if you have it in your heart, make that a reoccurring donation monthly, folks. We need your support. You need us, and we need you. Thank you for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.